Blog Talk Radio.
This is Dare to Be Authentic Talk Radio Show worldwide with relationship coach, life coach, and author Mari Mitchell Porter.
Hi, and welcome to Dare to Be Authentic. I'm your host, Mari Mitchell Porter, and I'm so glad to be here with you today. Today we're going to have a really special show, but I want to talk to you a little bit about a few things. Have you ever heard about the law of attraction? Have you ever listened to the movie or the tapes called The Secret? I know I have, and many people I talk to have. Some have already been using law of attraction in their life. But do you sometimes feel stuck, like you have manifested some of what you want, but there's so much more out there that you can't tap into? Well, today we're going to have a very special guest. His name is George Carradini. He's a certified law of attraction coach, and he uses a five-step process, which he calls ALLOW, an acronym for appreciation, love, look, open, and work. And he uses this to assist his clients in the use of law of attraction. Are you there with us today, George?
I sure am. Thank you so much, Mari.
Thank you so much for being on the show. I'm really excited to have you with us today. Would you tell us a little bit about how you came to be a law of attraction coach? Just a little bit about your story.
Sure. Several years ago, I saw the movie The Secret, as many of us have. I think there's been over 300 million viewings of the movie. And While I was watching the movie, I realized that I was using this in my life without even knowing it, which, as we study the law of attraction, we realize it's always working, but it's always working whether we are being deliberate with it or not. And so my revelation of, oh, I've always been using it, wasn't unique, but it certainly was eye-opening for me. And so I pursued finding out as much as I could about the law of attraction, and I got on email lists, and at that time there were a lot of authors and coaches who were talking about the missing, what was missing from The Secret, or the missing key, or the missing this, or the missing that, or the secret behind The Secret. So I was on a massive inundation of information with regard to information about the law of attraction. And I wound up finding out about, through a series of events, I met a friend in Dallas named Pat Dewar, or Patrick Dewar, of Dewar Success Systems. And he wanted to interview me, and I didn't feel that I was ready to be interviewed at that time. But we kept in touch, and one day I was invited to a workshop hosted by David Shermer. So Patrick invited me to a David Shermer workshop. David Shermer was on the movie The Secret. He is one of the speakers of The Secret. He's from Australia. And one of the things that attracted me about David was at the bottom of each of his sheets in his workbook, there was a Bible verse. Now, this was really curious to me because this was the first time that I had seen somebody integrate or assimilate both the law of attraction and his Christian faith. Because in the movie The Secret, it's more generic. You know, we talked about universe, force, things like that. But David was attributing it to God. And I had the opportunity to have lunch with David with several other people during that workshop, and I asked him, how did he integrate the two, or how did he... Basically, how did he integrate the two? And he looked at me, and with a very gentle smile, he said, well, God created the law of attraction. And at that point, it just became very clear to me. I mean, I saw it. I got it at that point. And so that started a relationship between David and I, and we've stayed in touch. And in receiving emails from David and learning more about his program, I was introduced to Laura Langemeyer. And Laura was also in the movie The Secret. And once I started receiving information from Laurel, she offered an opportunity to go to Christy Whitman's Quantum Success Coaching Academy, or the QSCA. and I do reference that on my website. And
right.
I asked my wife, we'll be married 30 years in May, we're quite excited about that, but at the time I asked her, honey, you know, which of these two programs should I do? You think I should work more with David Shermer, or should I go over here and do the Coaching Academy? Well, I have a background as a Marine Corps officer. I went to the Naval Academy. I had a lot of leadership experience. I've had teaching positions in church and of that sort. So my wife said to me, you know, George, you've always been in coaching situations. Go ahead and go through the Coaching Academy. And so I did.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the short version of how I became a law of attraction coach.
Okay, beautiful. So now that you're a law of attraction coach, and I know you're having tremendous success with your clients, I've been on your website, I've heard some of your testimonials from your clients. What's the main message that you really want to bring to the public?
You know, the main message that I'd love to bring to the public is that we can allow our success. There's something that we're doing that's causing us to block or resist the very thing that we want. And it's a pattern that we live out over and over and over again. And when we learn just a few steps, just a few techniques on how to drop that resistance and how to use the law of allowing to allow the success to come, it comes so quickly, it's mind-boggling.
Wow. That's great. So this is called Dare to be Authentic, so I always love to ask this question. What role does authenticity play in your clients finding that joy and fulfillment they're looking for and being able to work the law of attraction to their advantage? Because as you said before, the law of attraction is always working, whether we know it or not, or whether we're using it to our advantage or not. So where does authenticity come in?
Authenticity is really the key, because authenticity is what we are really sending out. When we are being authentic, when we are really being our true selves, we are sending that vibration out, and we receive back situations, people, events, circumstances that line up with that same frequency of what we're sending out. When we're not being authentic, when we're playing a game, when we're acting out, We're not attracting the very things that we want, because it's not to our true self. We're not acting in our true self. So what I do with my clients is, in a very simple process, I noticed as I was coaching my clients that a recurring theme kept on coming up. And again, I think because I attracted that, because this was the frequency that I was on. And I realized that in 3 minutes or less, I can actually help you feel what it feels like to feel the vibration of appreciation. And once you feel appreciation, you're off to the races. Once you feel that shift, now you know how to shift yourself, and you are literally off to the races. And just like the layers of an onion, though, other resistance will come in, but then we can go back and do the same process or similar processes and work through the different issues, and it's an ongoing process for the rest of our lives. It's an unfolding, and it's a beautiful thing.
Right. Fantastic. Very good. One thing I want to say about authenticity also, you kind of touched on it. When we're not being authentic, we're not feeling good, because we know that we're acting, or we know that we're being a phony, or we know that we're trying to be someone we're not. And that's not a good feeling inside. It's either you're feeling scared that you're going to be found out, or you're feeling uncomfortable. So that can never lead to more of what you want in your life, because you're feeling so badly. So that's the main thing I have to say about authenticity. When you're feeling badly, you're not bringing forth that good vibration, obviously.
Exactly. Exactly. And here's the thing. We play the game with our head, but our heart knows. And our heart is 5,000 times stronger than our heads. And any time that the head and the heart disagree, the heart wins. It's 5,000 times stronger. So when we are not living as authentically, when we are not living as, when we are not being our authentic selves, we are creating stress within ourselves. Stress is resistance. Stress that leads to illness, that leads to resistance, it leads to blockages, it leads to a whole host of things that are easily remedied when we learn how to drop the resistance and truly follow our heart.
Fantastic. Okay, well, you know I saw that video happy on your website, Carol Williams. He just did it live on the Academy Awards. I didn't get to watch it, but I heard. I went absolutely crazy, berserk over it. I put it on my Facebook page because I was so thrilled, and it just raises my vibration so high so quickly that it's unreal. But the question I have for you is, why is it so important for us to be happy? Abraham Hicks, they're continually talking about feeling good, being happy, you know, thinking about doing what makes you happy. Why is that so important, and how does that get you unstuck in life?
Well, why it's important is because happiness, joy, appreciation, love, freedom, happiness, those are all very high-frequency vibrations. They're high-frequency, so picture a second soprano singing, or a first soprano, but picture a soprano singing the highest notes. Those are high vibrations. When you are vibrating high, when you are at a high frequency, that's where love is. And when we are vibrating love, when we are feeling and experiencing love, we are directly connected to God at that point, because God is love. Right? So God is love. Perfect love casts out fear. So if perfect love casts out fear, and I'm vibrating love, I'm feeling love, then at that instant in time, I have no fear. And so when I have no fear and all I have is love, I am empowered. I have power. I have a spirit of power at that point. So some people can mentally become happy. They can focus on things and become happy. Other people like to do painting or like to do arts and crafts to become happy. Some people like to go out in nature and they become happy and connected. Others dance. In fact, our mutual friend, Cassandra Lyons, she dances to get happy. She dances to get happy, and she's doing her 365 days of dancing for higher vibrations that you can see on her YouTube channel, Cassandra Lyons. But the reason she's doing that is we all have different ways to jump into happiness. You know, Esther Hicks calls it the vortex, right? We all have different ways of getting into the vortex. Seeing somebody be happy is the fastest way. How can you watch a child who is giggling and laughing, those little baby giggles, and not feel happy?
Very true, very true. The thing, though, about being happy is I get happy really fast, but I vibrate pretty high on a regular basis. I remember there was a time where I wasn't like this, and this is what I come across sometimes with my clients, is that when they are at a low vibration and have been so for an extremely long time, and they're in the pattern where they're just thinking, and you try to make them happy, not make them happy, but try to shift that vibration to a higher vibration, it can't always go all the way up. I know Esther Hicks talks about this all the time. It can't go all the way from the bottom of the chart, from depression to happy in, you know, 20 seconds. You mentioned earlier that in 3 minutes you get your clients into a higher vibration. Would you share a little bit about what you do? Does it depend on the client? You decide then and there? Is it something more instinctive? How do you do that? I'm really curious about that.
I think it's intuitive on my part, but I can also tell if the client is willing to make a shift. If somebody is really depressed and is hopeless, sometimes they don't believe they can make the shift. And so I don't necessarily attract clients that are vibrating that lowly, although I do have clients that are, and I do work other processes with them. But the fastest way to feel a shift with regard to appreciation is process number one in Esther Hicks's Asking It Is Given. Process one is the rampage of appreciation. And it's as simple as right now in this moment in time, look around you. Okay, so for our listeners, look around you. Is there something that you can appreciate? Is there something that jumps out at you that you can appreciate for its color or its form or its function or its beauty? So look around you. Is there something that right now you can admire and appreciate, maybe for its craftsmanship? So let's go ahead and do that. So, Mari, if you give me 3 minutes, we'll do it. Is that all right?
Yes, but can we go to, we're going to go to commercial break because it's about mid through our show, and I'm also going to give the chance people to call in with questions, and we'll come right back and do that. That would be perfect.
Perfect.
We're going to go off to our break just in a second.
Get the answers to your fibromyalgia and chronic pain. At Upper Cervical Institute of Florida, we provide you with a safe, effective, and natural approach to restoring your health and regaining your life. Dr. Jean Pierre will find the cause instead of masking the symptoms. The NUCCA procedure is gentle, effective, and affordable for everyone. Call during the next 15 minutes and your consultation is free. Call 561-409-3594. Pick up the phone and call now. 561-409-3594.
Okay, we're back. This is Dare to Be Authentic Radio. We're talking with George Carradini, and he's been talking about how to raise your vibration or how to go from not feeling so happy, not feeling so enthused for the day, and we're going to go through a process whereby you can raise your vibration. I do want to remind you that you can call in, and I'll give you the number now. You can dial 347-826-9586 and call in with any questions or comments, but first we're going to go through this process. Okay, George, it's all yours.
Thank you, Mari. So I want you to pick something that's in your general area right now. So in the room, in the study, wherever you are, in your office, pick something that you can appreciate, something that brings you good memories, something that you admire. And just focus all of your attention on that object. Only think about that object. Admire its beauty. Maybe the memories that it gives you. Maybe the person who gave it to you. Maybe how you felt when you bought it. But just focus on that particular object. Now, I want you to take another object, look at another object where you are, and again, admire it just for its beauty or its form or its function, or its craftsmanship or its materials or the memories. Just really appreciate that particular thing. Just savor the feelings. Savor what you're feeling right now. As if it's fine tea or fine wine. Just enjoy the moment. Now let's pick one more object and do it again. Appreciate it. Just be thankful for it. Feel that gratefulness. And now I'm going to ask you, Mari, how do you feel?
I feel great. Absolutely.
But do you
great.
Feel it? But do you feel it? Do you feel those physical sensations?
You're asking me? Absolutely.
That's the feeling of appreciation. That is your frequency for appreciation. And when you are feeling that and you are concentrating on that feeling, you are transmitting, you are sending out the vibration of thankfulness and appreciation. And the law of attraction has to respond to that. So when you are thankful, you receive more things to be thankful for. You receive more
right.
people to be thankful for, more relationships, more business. Just things that are at that same frequency, you'll receive back. And it's as simple as a little 3-minute exercise.
Fantastic. Absolutely wonderful. And I want to add something. One of the things that I was looking at were these paintings, I guess you can call them, that my grandchildren made for me last time they came. They don't live in this area. They live in West Florida, so I don't see them as often. And I had pasted it on the wall, and I turned over to the right, and he said, look at one more thing. And their names are Vincent and Kira, and they have their handprints on it. So not only did I love the object, but it reminded me of them, and immediately love, you know, the feeling of love just burst into my heart. And I love and appreciation the very top, so that was awesome. Absolutely awesome. Yes. Thank you so much. Thank you so much,
George.
Good job. Very good. So I know that you have a 5-step process. You told me a little bit about it. It's called Allow, that you use with your clients. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Sure. As I was learning the different aspects of coaching and the different processes and different ways to help clients raise their vibration, because it's all about raising your vibration. It's all about getting a shift, because once you learn how to shift, you can keep on shifting. I kept on noticing a pattern. First of all, for me, when I was learning the processes, scripture was jumping off the page to me. I would see, hand it over to the manager, and a Bible verse would pop in my mind. I would see, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. I mean, basically, the law of attraction is summarized, for those of you who are familiar with the New Testament, if you would just look at Philippians 4, 6, and 7. Philippians 4, 6, and 7 says to be anxious for nothing. Don't be anxious about anything. But in everything, with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the peace of God, or the peace of Christ, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ. And I thought, well, that's it. Raise your vibration. Don't worry. Just like the old song, don't worry, be happy, right? Don't worry for anything, but instead be thankful. You can pray and request for it to be changed, but be thankful first. Be thankful, and you will experience peace. And then you look at the vibrational, the emotional guidance scale, and what's right up on top? Joy, thankfulness, appreciation, love, freedom, empowerment, knowledge. It's like, that's it. So I wanted to get very good at helping people appreciate right away. So I would work with the Rampage of Appreciation and a few other processes. And I have just way too many stories to share here in the short time we have remaining on how appreciation can change your life so quickly. I'll just share one real fast. I was just talking with somebody last night, and she said, oh, my gosh, you're never going to believe what just happened. And I love hearing that, because I will believe what happened. When you start having out-of-the-blue experiences, or you'll never believe what happened experiences, that means you are in the flow. You are vibrating where you should be. So we work on appreciation. Then we go to love. Right? Love is the highest vibration. It's kissing cousins. It's next door neighbor to appreciation. And then I look then I use look or vision. And I use visioning techniques, because one of the things that we read in scripture is without a vision, my people perish. If we don't have a goal, if we don't have a plan, if we don't have a direction that we're going, well then we feel aimless. We're directionless. So using techniques that can actually help you see your future self. And as you see your future self the way you've always envisioned yourself to be, you are opening up your authenticity, Mari. It's hand in glove with what you do with your clients. Then I talk about open. And open is be open to opportunities. So many times we focus on what we want, but it isn't what we want that we really want. It's what we will feel or what we will experience when we have what we want. So it's not the thing that we want, it's the feeling behind the thing. And if we can boil it down to the essence of what we want to feel because of the thing, and then send out the essence of that feeling, then what we receive back will be that thing or better. And if we can keep or better in mind, we will stay within the essence of what it is we want to attract. If I get hyper-specific about what I want and it doesn't show up, well, then that's when people throw their hands up and say, well, this law of attraction stuff doesn't work. But it does work. Mm-hmm. But what we really want to attract is the essence of what we want, because it could be this car or even better. It could be this home or even better. It can be this business relationship or love relationship or even better. And when we open up ourselves to the opportunities of or better, it's limitless. It's limitless. That's the world of abundance. That's the God of abundance that we know. And then W is work. In other words, once we know what we want to accomplish, or once we're in relationships, or once we're in businesses, it still takes work. It still takes some effort. It still takes a plan. And so I teach techniques on how to best use our time, how to best use our talents, how to best use the vision that you've just received to actually craft and design the life that you want to live. So that's allow. Appreciation, love, look, open, and work.
Beautiful.
Okay, I don't want to run out of time, so I want to make sure that we have a chance for you to tell people how to get a hold of you. I know you have these new exciting DVD workshops available now, so let's give the listener how to get a hold of you, how to get a hold of your DVDs. If they want to call you, email you, give them that information.
The easiest way to get a hold of me is to send an email to George, George, at loa.guru, G-U-R-U, loa.guru. That domain was actually a gift to me from a very close friend of mine. Thank you, Jeff Butler. I appreciate you, buddy. It's not something I would have done for myself, but he gave it to me, and it's so easy for people to remember. So George at loa.guru. I would love to offer you the DVD set of the live workshop I did in January. Go to loa.guru/radio, R-A-D-I-O. And just remember this, radio blog talk, or blog talk radio, so radio. So it's loa.guru/radio. And I'm making my DVDs, audios, and all the handouts that I have at the workshop. I'm making all of that available for $97. And then there's going to be shipping and handling on top of that, because we have to actually ship the physical DVD. So the easiest way then to call me is you can contact me at 918-852-2334. That's 918-852-2334. Please leave a message. If I'm not available, please leave a message. I will get back with you. So email is george@loa.guru, loa.guru/radio is for the DVDs, and then my phone number, 918-852-2334.
Fantastic. George, it's been just so wonderful to have you on the show. We have only just over a minute. One last thing you'd like to say to a listener, probably one who's been really working that law of attraction hard, but hasn't seen the results they wanted. What could you say to encourage them?
I would encourage them to focus on love. Think of something that you love. Think of a child. Think of a mate. Think of anything that you love, and just hold that love thought and feeling towards that person or towards that situation or thing, and keep holding that vibration and send that out. When you do, you will receive more back. That will continue to reinforce that feeling of love. And you can't feel two things at one time, so when you're feeling love, you're feeling God.
Fantastic. So would you say, we talked about this before, we went through that three-minute exercise, the more you focus on love, the more you focus on what you like, even if it's around your office or your home or in the street, wherever you are, the more you keep that vibration that you need.
Absolutely. And the more you have that vibration, the more you'll receive things that reinforce that vibration.
Wonderful. Thank you for being on the show, George. It was just such a pleasure having you. We're out of time. And focus in next week. Same time, same channel. See you all next week.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
This is Dare to Be Authentic.